It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This should probably be a fun lead-in to whenever we get to the Man Up segment, because I'm going to read off some scores that you guys were probably wrong about when you made your picks going into the weekend. So let's just go flashback real fast to the most recent game, which was Monday Night Football, which was in a crazy – or Sunday Night Football, because today is Monday, which is within a crazy weather delay. Delayed that game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers by 2 hours, but Dallas found a way to come back in this one and win 20-17, despite some turmoil on the sidelines. I don't know if you guys saw that between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott after an interception.
What do you think he said?
I couldn't.
He said something about a 50-50 ball or a jump ball, but I couldn't tell exactly what he was saying. I just know that Dak wasn't looking at him and didn't want to hear it. That's
all I know. Some people were saying he said subpar throw. But I don't know if that's what he said.
I don't think that that's
what he said. I don't think that's what he said either. But I saw that circulating around. I was like, I don't think that would be – not saying that's not in his vernacular, but I just can't see someone in the middle of a game, but that's subpar,
bro.
No one's going to say that.
Yeah, I don't think he said that either. But he definitely wasn't happy either way.
He was not.
Anyways, Dak finished the game 29-42 for 352. So.
Did you think Dak was happy, though? Like, you can't throw – you got to be careful showing up your teammates. I think there's moments emotional, but I also think there's other times where you need to kind of understand the situation. You're all trying to – not like Dak was trying to throw an interception, right? And he's been pretty good. He's helped CeeDee Lamb get paid pretty well. And CeeDee Lamb's helped himself get paid pretty well. But Pittsburgh now has lost two straight. And I know that Justin Fields wasn't I don't think he was necessarily bad in the game. He was 15-27 for 131 and kind of protected the football, but now you're starting to open the door because their offense has not really been prolific. They have been doing just enough to win games. They're no longer doing that.
They are no longer doing that. Hey, this one also was a later game yesterday. It was the Packers and the Rams. That score 24-19. So Jordan Love throwing a pair of touchdown passes in the second half and rallied them back to win. Bounce around here. Let me go to the NFC South because that's what we have coming up next with the Falcons and Panthers. And the Panthers, they faced the Chicago Bears on the road. They lost 36-10, but we did see a combination in that game of Andy Dalton first and then Bryce Young coming into the game. And right when he stepped in, he threw a heck of a pass.
And he did a nice job, and he played within the system, and he got the ball out. That team just seems like it's missing something from the top down. I got to be honest. When he came out of the game, he was like, no, we're not making a change at the quarterback position, this, that, and the other. I was like, man, because, it's not that I want Bryce Young to start. I just think they're not as good of a version with Bryce Young at the helm, even though he played well for his five throws or so yesterday at the end of the game. I just think that they're less explosive with him in there.
Well, I think if you look at how the foul defense and it plays to your point where I would much rather see Bryce Young as well, and mainly for the fact that I think Andy Dalton is savvy enough and is smart enough a quarterback to say, I've watched him on film, they're going to play off, they're going to give up the underneath stuff. If I can get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, we'll keep moving the chains, and our offense it'll give us a chance. So I wonder how the Falcons continue to try to this defense continues to get better and kind of progress, and if they take a, if they stop doing some of that stuff, or take away some of that stuff for him, or if not, it could be a decent day for Andy Dalton.
Let me just say this before we move on: the thought of Caleb Williams throwing to DJ Moore against Carolina has got to make Carolina fans sick. Like, the fact that you traded him and that number one pick that netted them Caleb Williams, and now they're just routing you in a game where they obviously are on the upswing, that has to suck.
There's a lot of trades that are probably weighing heavily on some teams this season, and what they gave up and what they're getting now. Okay, since we're saying NFC South, tonight is Monday Night Football, and you have the Saints against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I really hope the Chiefs are 5-0 to start the season. It helps Atlanta, and it and because that would knock the Saints at 2-3.
Saints at 2-2, yeah, 2-2 going into this.
I think it. You know, look, you got to play the Saints soon too. I think we play them maybe November 2nd. Is that maybe that's our third?
Week after Dallas.
It's around that time frame. The schedule. The Falcons need to get this done this week, because you would go 4-2 into a Seattle team coming in here, which is they're going to be playing a Thursday night game, so they're going to have kind of have the mini bye. Then you play the Cowboys. It just does not. Then Tampa. Then the Saints. So the schedule continues to stay tough. You know, and that's why, again, I want to bring it up, because it irritates the hell out of me in the off season when I hear people say, oh, easiest schedule in the NFL the Falcons have. When the heck has this been scheduled been easy at all, okay? And we don't know what we're getting this week. It's never easy in the NFL, and it definitely has not been easy for an NFL schedule.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.